There was one night, like, me and my friend Brendan were driving around drunk, and we stopped at this kid Kevin's house that we didn't like, and I took a shit on, they had, like, at the end of their driveway, like, a lit, like, address, like, with the numbers to their address, but, yeah, like, it was backlit, and I just squatted over the thing and took a big fucking dump, like, right on top of it, and just, like, laid it down.
Just so perfect and classy. There's thought. Just, I'm gonna shit on something.
Yeah, and then I got back in the car, and it just reeked of shit. Because I couldn't wipe my ass.
Right.
And he was like, what the fuck, dude? Did you shit yourself? I'm like, no, I checked. And then eventually the smell went away after like 5 minutes or so. But
yo, this is a good podcast, story.
Twitter
shut the fuck up. This is a good story. So when I was in high school, there was this kid that me and my friend Brendan knew named Marcus. And Marcus, come on, man. God damn it.
It was like
no, he just fucking rolled.
He just did Marcus. It, what's up with Marcus?
So Marcus... Marcus had like a website or a fucking web server or something, and he had like an FTP hooked up to it,
mm-hmm.
and he would let people use the FTP. And me and Brendan were using it for whatever reason. We had to like upload something. Oh, I remember what it was. We were we went onto this other kid's computer and uploaded all of his like AOL Instant Messenger chat logs to the FTP so we could read them and laugh at him later while he was like in the bathroom.
Just took this kid's shit.
No. We got every conversation he had had for like four years, and it's like girls breaking up with him. And it was so funny, dude. But so we go on to Marcus's like fucking FTP, and there's like a folder on there, and there's a bunch of pictures of some shirtless guy who's like our age on there. And we're like, Marcus, what the fuck is this? And he's like, oh yeah, I guess he must have. I let that guy use it too. I guess he uploaded those pictures on there. We're like, that's kind of weird that he would do that. And we didn't think about it. And, you know, he was just... Because he was a very, like, reserved, weird dude.
Right, he was
on, like, the wrestling team or whatever.
Uh-oh.
And then he started, like, drinking when he was, like, 18. And whenever he got drunk, he was, like, very grabby and
shit.
Oh,
no.
It was very funny. But, yeah, we put it together later. But now, I'm glad I told that story because I remembered, yeah, we would go through all of Kevin's chat logs. And there were so many... So, Kevin was kind of, like, a fucking laughingstock anyways. But...
Wait, Kevin's not the guy who's gay.
No. Kevin's That's a different Marcus. Guy. Kevin's a different kind of gay. He's, like, just annoying and people don't like him. And
The best
Adam
kind.
Gay.
Yeah,
like me.
Well, talk for a second.
That's Kevin,
the kind of gay you are.
Speaking
like
of Kevin.
What about him?
Kevin Finnerty, Sopranos, season 6.
Oh, don't spoil anything. I
Get
haven't seen it yet.
Ready. All right.
Back
to your story.
Yeah, so we were going through this guy's shit, and I guess he went off to college. Look, here's a little backstory in this guy. He refused to wear a shirt unless it had a picture of a dragon on it.
Hell
he would
yes.
only wear dragon shirts up until his sophomore year of college.
Okay, here's my question.
So he made it through an entire year of college and kept that up before.
Okay, time out. Awesome. Okay, are we talking East Asian dragon or European dragon?
Both.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he's into both dragon traditions.
You know, because he had some shirts where it would be like, okay, this is clearly an exception to the rule where there's just a tiny dragon on it. You know, but
really?
He would only wear. Yeah, this was like some code he lived by.
He tried to get by on technicality.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
No, this guy sucked.
It was like a polo, like a little like polo horse, but it was a dragon.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So you know, so he go. He went away. He went away to college or whatever, and then eventually stopped doing the dragon shirt thing. But fucking. So we found this like you know, he had like nudes of these girls, and there was one folder with this girl that was just like so fucking unattractive, and I forget what her name. I don't want to like put her because might find her or whatever.
Don't do
but
that.
The folder name where he kept all of her nudes was like sexy _ and then her name.
Oh no!
And it was like, nah, they're not even like taken well. You know? but yeah, so we were looking through. These fucking the chat logs of her breaking up with him.
No,
because I guess he was like extremely wealthy. His parents were fucking loads. That's why he hung out.
Oh, is this the kid? Oh, this is the kid who had like the big.
Yeah, hang out with
basement
him. He had like a huge basement.
Yeah,
fucking
always had the best games. And shit.
Yeah, video games and like his parents just were like, you know, fill the basement with beer and fucking weed and shit.
So yeah.
When you're 17, that's amazing.
Absolutely,
that you could just get high and play fucking Halo until 4 o'clock in the morning.
Listen, I'm 29, dude.
If we could do that right now, that sounds tight. Let's go back to my place.
We need a mom to buy all that stuff for us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
and to fuck us.
He like just took his mom's credit card when fucking all like the next gen systems came out and went out and like bought them. My friend was with him, and he's like, yeah, dude. He just comes in. He's like, mom, you bought me a present. Signed her up for $1,000 worth of to get all the accessories.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, he's a piece of shit.
This dragon guy?
Yeah, the dragon guy.
This is awesome.
He was the fucking biggest laughing stock, dude.
Where'd he go to college?
ASU.
Oh, so, yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Go fucking Debs.
So he goes, he says his chat, and this girl's breaking up with him. And I guess she lived in like Pennsylvania or something. So and they met at school. So he like went up to go like see her for the holidays.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, according to like the breakup text or whatever, she's like, I don't know, you were just weird when you were here. You kept like saying how my family doesn't have any money and how much better your house is.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. Which he did at my like 12th birthday party or something. He came over and he was going around. He's like, Nick's poor. And I'm like, I'm not poor. Yeah. I just don't live in a fucking mansion. He's like, there's only one floor here.
He said that, but that's whatever. Okay, you're 12 and you're a fucking idiot and it's whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's 19 and he's dating someone.
Right, yeah, yeah. And he's like shit talking her house or whatever. And then she's like, and then there's just other stuff that like you do that bothers me. And it was so funny because I remember Kevin went away to school and then me and my friend would laugh about how Kevin like developed a quote unquote sense of humor while he was at school. And his sense of humor was just like that fucking like so random kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Occasionally
he would chive.
It was way worse than that.
Totally random.
He would just be like, I don't know where to go, meow, you know, or like chicken, you know, this like weird autistic, you know, stuff where you're why are you saying that?
Cool beans. Cool beans.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. And, or, you know, like epic, you know,
Win one of those guys. Yeah. He loves Cards Against Humanity. He's a guy who
He's not even cool enough for that. Like, I don't,
really?
I really don't think
that
he understand.
Is not cool.
Because here's the thing. It's like,
how is he less?
Not only is he an out of touch, you know, just like kind of autistic guy.
Right.
He's also like 1% or parents.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
like
sheltered
financially. Yeah. He's out of touch.
Definitely liked Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Tiger Blood. Oh, he definitely had Tiger Blood.
It'd be like if Baron Trump was into Dragon Ball Z. That's what this guy is. So yeah.
What's
so,
he up to now?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen him in like probably 6 or 7 years. So he goes,
ASU is straight up where rich retarded.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, by the way, he was like last time I checked, like a seventh year senior there.
Yes,
he just kept failing, and
Van
his parents
Wilder,
would send
bitch.
Him. Yeah, send
Van
him
Wilder
back.
Who doesn't fuck.
So he goes
number one party school in Arizona.
Yeah. Well, they have this breakup text, and she's fucking saying to him, she's like, I don't know, you just do weird stuff, and he's like, well, like what? And she's like, I don't know, like how you just say like meow or chicken sometimes, and he's like, that bothers you?
Oh my.
And all exclamation points.
Meow, chicky, meow, meow.
Oh, man, that shit was so funny.
God damn. Dude, I
have so many good stories about that guy. I don't know why he's never.
Let's run him. What are we doing?
Come up
Kevin, this is the Kevin-sode.